Going back to a job after 32 years away is unusual, but Kessler says it appears he's not setting a record at the Capitol. He says the Legislative Reference Bureau has told him of a Civil War-era lawmaker who went 36 years between terms in office. Kessler served nearly a decade his first time around before being appointed to a judgeship. Since then, he's also been an attorney, a redistricting consultant, and a failed candidate for Congress. In November, he won the election for an open legislative seat. He says being a lawmaker was the most exciting and enjoyable job he's ever had, and now he's happy to be back.
Because one of the things that you can do when you're a legislator that you can't do when you're a judge, and that you can't do when you're a lawyer, is you can pick and choose the issues that you want to work on. I hope to be a progressive leader and a strong voice for poor people and a strong voice for the middle class.
Kessler says he'll promote issues like expanding health care coverage, raising the minimum wage, and reforming the criminal justice system. Kessler has experience both in the legislative majority and minority. With Republicans in control now of the Assembly by a margin of 60 to 39, Kessler acknowledges an uphill battle for his agenda. But he says he thinks the public will soon start objecting to GOP plans for health care, Social Security, and the economy.
That people are going to sort of wake up and see that this country in many ways is moving in the wrong direction.
Kessler says since gearing up for a return to Madison, he's been most surprised at how few days the full legislature actually meets compared to 32 years ago. He says too many bills are buried in committee and too many debates are cut short. But Kessler implies he plans to hang around and his second stint at the Capitol won't be 2 years and out. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.